Welcome to the 20 Minute Runner Podcast. My name is Roland, and I am the 20 Minute Runner. It's good to have you along with me as I run and race through the Piedmont region of North Carolina. Thanks for sharing some of the road with me.
Hello, this is Roland. It is September the 17th, Thursday. It's about 10 minutes to seven right now. Welcome to episode 20. I cannot believe it. Episode 20 of the 20 Minute Runner, so that's appropriate. I have just finished a short run, and I'm taking Odie outside. It is very, very cloudy today, overcast. It's rained overnight, that's obvious, and it's very, very humid as well. And while the morning is cooler, I guess, I didn't look, but I think it's probably 63, 64 degrees. That's what they were calling for. The humidity makes it feel, you know, warmer than that, but not unbearable. Anyway, I ran 47 minutes. I don't know what the pace was. I haven't checked that, but ran fairly easy. Did put a spurt in there for about 45 seconds just to see how it felt. As we're getting ready for the race on Saturday, I didn't want to overdo it. So today I just wanted to basically get my feet, my legs rather, give them a little bit of a workout and throw in some extra few seconds of a kick just to see how it goes. I don't know how it's going to go Saturday, but we will certainly hope to run 23 minutes, but I just don't know. This week Cindy has actually been in the hospital. She was in the hospital Saturday afternoon, Sunday, came home late Monday. Issue related to medication she takes, which we had the same problem 12 to 14 years ago. She almost died at that time. She was within 24 hours of kidney failure. This time, it didn't go that far, but she is straightened out from the particular issue with the medication, but just the havoc it put her body through, the doctor said give yourself 1 to 2 weeks. Still has no appetite. Not really able to drive at this point, but she's doing better. So, appreciate your thoughts and prayers for her, that she will continue to improve. But, you know, that's life. You go through difficult places, and Lord willing, it works out, and you just keep going. So, it's what we're doing, and it's probably, I'm sure, what you're doing. That being said, for the race on Saturday, I don't know if Cindy will make it. Her mom and dad usually go with us, too. I don't know if they'll make it. If she's not well enough, she's not going to go. I know that. But I did eat kind of with Austin this past week, as I said. And Austin told me he would be there. Move over, Odie. Move. Wait. Get out of the way. Austin told me he would try to be there, so maybe I can talk him into getting a picture or two from the event. We would just have to wait and see. But just wanted to say welcome to this episode, and next report I give will be race day. And again, we're going to be running Warren Reeves Memorial 5K in High Point, North Carolina, and the monies go toward for the Heart Strides cardiac rehab program connected with High Point Regional Hospital here in High Point. Which is a great hospital. It's where Cindy actually ended up being this past week. They're a magnet hospital for nursing, which means that they pass strict criteria for nursing care, which you can tell if you're a patient there. My dad was there 5 years ago. My mother-in-law was there, I don't know, 6 or 8 months ago for some stuff with her heart where she had to get a pacemaker. And now Cindy's been there, and all I can say is the care has been excellent. So this race is connected with the hospital and that cardiac program. If you didn't listen to episode 19, go back and listen to that. I did interview Elena Holyfield, whose role among many with the Heart Strides program and the hospital involves coordinating the race. So if you want to know about the race, how that's all put together, you can go back and listen to the last episode, episode 19. But for now, I'm going to check out. Just wanted to welcome you to this particular episode. We'll have a race report coming up here in a bit. Hope things are going well with you. We ran 46:41 and covered 4.8 miles. Not sure what kind of pace that is. 9:30 something maybe. But really took my time today, held back. And by the time we come back on, it will be race day.
Hey, Tigger. Yeah, she's a good kitty.
I'm out walking Odie again, and the neighborhood cat Tigger is about. Tigger was left by her owner from Germany, my neighbor that moved back. Couldn't take her with her. So the neighbor who lost the cat that we spoke about last week took Tigger in. But Tigger really belongs to the whole community. She's a tabby cat, sort of small, but just very, 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 very friendly.
See, I'm sweet kitty. Yeah.
And a lot of times she waits outside my door. The only problem is she tends to get in my birds, which I don't like. And she has caught a couple of doves because they're big and a little slow off the bird feeder. But she can catch others too, and I run her off and she keeps coming back, and I don't know, she's sort of homeless, and I just, even though I don't want her eating my birds, I can't, they're not my birds, but you know what I'm saying. I just can't bring myself to say anything sharp to her. But, so she's walking along as we're walking. Anyway, I wanted to just give you a little information about how things are going this morning. It is 64 degrees and real, real foggy. Feels a little cool out here. For 64, it feels cool. You know the way it is that time of year. Actually, I said fall was going to be, I think this week we're in right at the moment, as I'm recording this on Saturday the 19th of September. But actually, fall is next week, so I missed it by a week. But fall is in the air, and here comes our pumpkin-looking kitty.
Hey. Yeah,
she's never come this close to Odie.
Yeah.
This is the cat that was from the home of the one that got killed. But anyway, it's 64. It's so funny. I walk out here, my snails are, and the cats are following us. We call him the Cat Whisperer because he has a way with kitties. Doesn't he, Tigger? Huh? But anyhow, 64 degrees. It's very cloudy. Looks like, if I could see the sky, but I can't see it for the fog. I am been up now. It's about not quite 7. I got up at 6:30. I ate three. They're small pieces of raisin bread. Put peanut butter on a couple of them, and honey on the other. I love honey. And then I drank, I don't know, probably 12 ounces of the low sugar, I think it was grape juice, maybe cranberry grape juice this morning. And I will drink water leading up to the race. I'll probably drink a bottle, 20-ounce bottle of water, and plan to take some of the beans a little early. And when I get back to the house, before I leave, I'm going to heat up what coffee was left last night where we made some, ground some. I'm going to heat that up, and I'll drink that as well. So we will be caffeinated for the race. If I drink that and then eat the beans, extreme beans before the event, I should be on the edge as far as caffeine goes, which I want to be. I was going to wear my New Balance 768s, but today I decided to, actually had those out, but I opted to go with the Air Pegasuses because I think the Air Pegasuses are lighter. They're a little more streamlined. They just don't feel quite as heavy, even though the 768s are not that heavy. I talked to Austin yesterday, my nephew, who's living in the area. He was at Chapel Hill. He's moving to Greensboro from Winston. Already got his apartment lease. But anyway, Austin is planning to be there today. He's going to bring his camera, so maybe we can get a couple of pictures if he makes it. He said it might not be there at the start, but if I'm not, I will be there by the time you finish. So we hope to see Austin today, and we might get a little bit of him as we give an update on the race recording. But I feel good. I feel rested. I slept well last night. Went to bed about 10. By the time Cindy and I finally settled down, it was probably closer to 11. And I've got a problem in my ear. If any of you know what it is, I'd love to know. But my right ear, particularly at night, but not always at night. Like this morning, since I've been up, it hasn't bothered me. But when I lay down, sometimes it can get fairly intense, but I have a clicking, like a, almost, I just describe it like a cricket, and it's very, very brief, not even 2 seconds, and it may last or happen maybe every minute, or sometimes it's more frequent than that, sometimes it's more long, it's longer than that, but anyhow, it drives me nuts, and it's hard to sleep when it does that, but there's not a thing I can do about it that I'm aware of. Cindy keeps telling me to go to the doctor and have it checked, and I just haven't done it. So, if you know anything about that, sort of sounds like a cricket almost in your ear. I've been having a problem with this for the last 6 months off and on, and it does disturb my sleep. Seems like once I get to sleep, I'm okay, but when you're laying there and you're almost asleep, and all of a sudden you hear this noise, and if I take the palm of my hand and apply like suction, a little bit of suction or pressure on my ear, or if I yawn and open my mouth real wide trying to think, or I'm thinking maybe it's, you know, the eustachian tube or whatever, I get no results from that. It doesn't really sound like it's in my ear. It almost sounds like it's in my head, and I know that sounds sort of weird. I've got crickets in my head, but it's the right side, and again, it's in the ear, or that's where I'm hearing it, but evidently it's not in the ear, at least anything that I can manipulate. We even put some ear wash in once, and that didn't seem to have any effect. But like this morning, since I've been out of bed, hadn't bothered me at all, so I don't get it. But if you know anything about that, I've heard something on the radio being advertised. Quietus, it's for tinnitus. But mine's not a ringing, it's a clicking. Maybe they're similar, I don't know. And it's not constant by no means. It's intermittent at different times, different lengths. But doesn't seem like it's as bad as it used to be, but I would go weeks at a time and not have an issue, and then I'll go 3 days and it drives me nuts. So be curious to know your thoughts on that. Cindy is not going to the race today, nor her parents. Okay, Eddie, come on. She is, I think I mentioned last week, has been in the hospital. She's home, came home Monday, recovering. She had some medication issues that we had several years ago. And even though the medication issue is resolved, the lingering effects of that are going to take a little while longer. Her appetite is better. She's eating more. I don't know that she's still able to drive as far as just not quite as, what's the word, alert maybe as she should be. But she's better. So thank you for your prayers for her. But she's not going to be going today. I think they're going to eat some breakfast and touch up a little bit, just pick up around the house a bit before Austin may come visit after the race is over. All right, well, that's where we are. It is now 7:02. I'm out walking Odie. He's done what he needs to do, so we're heading back to the house. And we'll give you a report on the race today in just a little bit. I hope to, well, I'd love to break 23, but I'll be honest, for me to do break 23, it would take a superb effort, which I'm capable of if everything goes well, but I don't know. I really don't know. So we'll just have to wait and see. But I will be back probably with a quick report before the race, and then we'll take it from there. Welcome to the Warren Reeves 5K. We have arrived, and Austin just called me. He needed some batteries for his camera, and he's going to be getting those to me. Or excuse me, I picked those up, rather, and maybe he will get some pictures. But anyway, we went last night to Omega Sports and picked up the packet with the t-shirt, and there was a bookmark and some hand sanitizer and a Chick-fil-A sandwich. That's pretty much it. But then this morning, as we're here, it's about 10 minutes till 8. I'm getting ready to pick up my chip for the timing. So I've got my shirt on. I've got my number on. The fog is lifting. It's really overcast right now. Pretty good day for a race. It might be a little bit warm maybe by race time, but I don't think it's going to be too bad. And so far from the looks of it, a lot of people here. And we're making our way over to the tents, trying to find where I need to go to pick up my chip. So, where do you go pick up your timing chip?
Just go straight out there. You see the building, everybody will be going in and out right up there.
Okay, all right, thank you. There are lots of people here. Several tents are having a mascot thing right now.
Change partners.
Where
work the vocals. Somebody say yeah.
They are,
hands up. Here we go. One more time.
I have some of the area mascots. If you remember, Elaine, I talked about that. I think they're dancing and they're picking who's the best. So I see where I'm supposed to be going. We're going to get our chip, get back to the car, and see if I can find Austin. See if I can find a restroom too. Okay, we've made it inside the building and got my chip. I'm number 19. It's a little plastic thing. You may be familiar with it. And then you've got these ties that you use to put it on. And you got two of them. So we're going to try to see if we can't get this on. And running a little bit behind this morning, not bad, but I really would prefer to have been here a few minutes earlier than this, but we're okay. The fun run's getting ready to start in about 5 minutes, and then the regular race is going to start, about 8:30. So I've got plenty of time. It's just, I know a lot of you listening do race. You know how it is. You want to make sure you've got plenty of time. You don't want to be rushed or anything unexpected to come up. So anyway, I'm trying to get these little plastic tie things put down in my shoelaces where I don't like them sticking up. So, did drink my coffee on the way here. I'm going to eat my beans in a few minutes and drink a little water. And I think we will be ready to go. And again, I don't know how we'll do today as far as our time, but I feel pretty good about it. We will find out. Okay, let me see if I can find a restroom. Do you know where the restrooms are? Okay. Finding a restroom is always an issue. Men's lockers, I don't know if it's a restroom or not. Hey, is a restroom in here? Are y'all in line? Okay. All right, so it's a single deal.
I think so.
Wow. You don't know if they had any porta-johns out there, do you?
I don't know if they did. I hadn't seen it. I didn't either. They might be some back on the round where the door's used, but I hadn't seen it.
Okay. Well, we will just wait. The 5K run is starting in about 30 minutes. I'm very, very familiar with High Point Hospital, so rather than waiting in line, I'm actually going to walk over to the hospital, go in the Heart Center down near the parking deck, and we will plan to go to the restroom there.
line!
I think the five Fun Runners. That race is getting going, or they're just starting or something. Yeah, there they go.
Looking good, y'all.
Lots of kids.
Oh, the crime dog.
Running.
Here comes the climber. Out bumping everybody.
I don't even think that's a 1 mile run. It might be. But, it's already winding up, so I think I'm gonna jog over to where I need to go. I need to start getting loosened up a little bit anyway. And unless someone else has discovered this restroom, shouldn't have to wait in line too long, if at all. Then I'm gonna go back to the car and we'll link up with Austin.
Times I paid my dues, I got some fines. I cried a river over spilled milk. I did a lot of things that left some guilt, and I tried to blame others before, but I know that I closed every door. Yeah, I know it's me that brings me down. It's my noise that makes that sound. Fresh air when disappointment lives in the air, and it's hard to breathe on those smoggy days, but only I can make that go away. And I tried, but I must confide, it's so much easier just to run and hide. Oh yeah, but you know, pulling the covers over my head is like one step away from being dead. It's hard to remember being that kid that looked alive through a crystal ball and climbed every tree after taking a fall. When I know she's there, I can feel a smile. She comes alive inside of me every once in a while. You know, I think I gotta bring that child home to stay.
Been finished maybe 2 minutes. My first split was 7:31. Second split was 14:27. The 3 mile split up near the finish was 21 something. My watch, when I hit the lap, it didn't do something right, so I'm not exactly at this point. No, but I will have it on the blog, or if I can find out today. I don't know if we place. There's a lot of people in this race. But anyhow, I know I broke 22:30. So I PR'd by a long shot. Don't quote me on that. I think that's right. I know it is. Austin, I talked to him a few minutes before the race, and he had gotten lost. And I don't see him yet. I'd left some batteries in my car for his camera, and I don't see the batteries were gone. We're not gone. So, hopefully he's going to get here, but if he doesn't, you know, it's all right. I just hate that he made a trip all the way to High Point this early. I felt good. Actually, even though it's the fastest time I've run in years and years and years and years, I felt very good. At 1 mile, I almost felt like I was cruising. 2 miles, still felt very good. And toward the very end, I was actually surging on the heels, which is a good thing. Here he comes now. It's all over.
I know.
Hey, you got your camera?
Yeah, I'm going to take your picture right now.
Get somebody to take our picture together. What did you do wrong?
I don't know. I guess I just thought there would be signs saying how to get to the hospital.
There are off of Main Street, but anyway.
Wow.
Sorry about that.
Sorry.
Yeah, I was just, I got back and I saw the battery still in the car, so I knew you weren't quite here.
Yeah, I'm parked way over there. I was, I just found this is the hospital over here.
Yeah, that's pretty obvious.
Yeah, man.
But, I should have stressed that I'm parked in the parking lot right at the finish, because there's the finish.
Yeah, I just found out this was the finish. I've been over there where all those folks are.
They were waiting for the first ones to get done. I PR'd by about 30 seconds today.
Really?
Yeah. I felt good. And actually, nobody passed me, which is generally what you want, so. I got snot coming out of my nose. I feel like I do. But anyway, they'll do whatever they're going to do to close things out here in just a little bit. But so you parked over where the tents are?
Yeah, I'm parked by the human resources village or something.
Well, I'm sorry you got lost.
Yeah, well.
Well, you said you came in on Main Street. Where did you turn after that? Which is right here. That's where I was talking about you coming in right here, and then you could have.
So I was gonna make a right on the Gatewood and then a left on the Elm, and that took me down that way.
Mm-hmm.
I think I needed to have made a right and then another right and come back to this point. Yeah, cause I was down there.
I've gotten in that High Point a little bit.
It's not huge, but it's bigger than some people realize.
Make it,
if you don't know where you're going, you can get lost.
Not deadly simple.
But if you were coming from Winston, you would have come down Main, you know, that way, from 311. Or from Greensboro, you can come basically the way you came, or...
Here, let's get one where you're not going. Get
that's all right. It was this guy. I don't know if he's in my age group, but he was right here. After we turned the last corner coming down, I caught up to him. He's about this tall, and I got up beside him, and I was just holding it, and he looked at me. He glanced down like, are you going to push it or what? And we were pushing then. And then we had maybe 100 yards, and I started sprinting, and I left him. But I felt good. But for the half marathon, I've been doing some speed work where you run intervals, like you run, 2 minutes at a pace like this race would be run at a 5K pace, and then you run 2 minutes off. You do that till you build up to where you're doing about 10 or 12 of those a couple weeks before the race, the half. And that actually helps you. So I can tell this race, even if I've only been doing that about 5 weeks, that, yeah, definitely. Yeah, it helps.
So did you record while you did the race?
No, I went back to the car and got it. It was too short and too... I'd have literally been like that if I'd have tried it. So, do you want something to eat, a banana or something?
I guess I can eat a banana.
So, you stayed in Chapel Hill last night?
Yeah, my friend.
Say goodbye, Austin.
Bye.
We are in the car getting ready to leave. Austin and I are going to go grab a bite at the Carolina's Diner here in High Point. Get a little breakfast food, maybe. As I reflect back on it, the race today, I actually PR'd by at least 30 seconds as far as since running, since out of my teens. Again, I know I keep reflecting on that. PR'd by about 30 seconds, and it could be as much as 40. We will try to give you an official word on that as soon as we have it. I ran around 22:15. A little something went on with my watch when I hit the first lap to record the lap. From there, it seemed like I just had difficulty getting it to work the way that I needed it to, and I really don't know why. I need to refamiliarize myself with it in that respect, but be that as it may, I definitely PR'd, and I know that I could tell the training that I've been doing for the half, again, as I reflected last episode, the long run and the speed work, I clearly felt much better today. Of course, it was cloudy, a little cooler, not cool, but a little cooler, but I could tell that the long run definitely has increased my stamina, as well as the speed work. I've done 5 weeks of speed work. I think last week I said I had done four intervals of 120 seconds each. Actually, I did eight and had a 120-second interval and then 120 seconds rest between each one. And we'll build up to that as we work toward the half in about a month now. But anyway, I can tell that if, and I think this is an application for you as well as you race, and you already know this probably, and some of you I know are much, much faster than I am, but I can tell that if you do the speed work and you build a good base, particularly with a long run, it will improve your time dramatically. It can over a period of weeks as you're training. Even though I'm not training 5K specific, I know training for the half, it has made a difference. So having run around 22:15 today, it tells me that, can I break 22? Yes, I can. I know I can. There's no question in my mind if I train right for it. But I am very pleased with my time, and again, we ran 30 to 40 seconds faster than I've run in the last 30-plus years. So I'm very, very happy with that. That means that the half marathon time, based on the calculator, I think I might be looking, I'd have to go back and check, but maybe looking now, it should tell me that I could probably do the half in, I would say, an hour and 40 minutes. which I would be thrilled if I could do that. But mainly I just want to finish strong. So the training's helping, I can tell that. We had three or four hills in the course. They're not hills like the ones I run when I train it around home, but I was able to press it on the hills, actually pushed it on the hills, even late in the race. As I got near one of the hills, I could push it. I gave it all that I had, but I probably could have gone just a bit faster, but I think the time reflects that I certainly ran a good race, and I feel like I ran a smart race. Toward the very end, I did come up beside of this person, this man, fella, who looked to be maybe my age group, I'm not sure. And I was hanging on his shoulder, and I know he could hear me breathing as we turned the last corner and we're going up to the finish line. And he finally, after 5 seconds, he glanced down at me. It was like, are you going to challenge me or what? And so within, 5 or 8 seconds of the finish, I began to sprint. And thankfully, he could not keep up with me, so I was able to finish very, very strong. I was sprinting at the end, and I felt good. I really, really did. This course followed some of the same area that the 10K did that we ran with the YWCA a few weeks back. It's not exactly the same, but it's similar. But I had run this race years ago, but it's been a long time, so feel very, very good about my effort. I think I can improve. I know that I can. 22 is definitely not out of the question. Going under 22 is not out of the question. And now I'm beginning to think the proper training I might be able to do even a little better than that. But very good race. Thoroughly enjoyed it. And feel very, very good about my effort. It is Sunday evening, about 10 minutes after 7, the day after the race. Didn't run this morning. But I just wanted to wind up this episode with some closing thoughts. As I sit here, it's even this time of day, it's beginning to get dark. As you well know, at least in the U.S., the days are getting shorter. The daylight, at least, is getting shorter. There's a definite crispness to the air. And even though the temperatures are not that cool at night, they're still here in the low to mid-60s. Inevitably, it feels much cooler than it did if it were that temperature 4 weeks ago. It's just a nice time of year. The leaves are just starting to turn a bit. Just a bit. Sycamore trees especially. Some of the pear trees, Bradford pears. Everything else is pretty much as it's been. Our flowers are still pretty beautiful in the yard. They look good. But they are beginning to go down a bit as well. I'll probably get, jalapenos are growing, but they've slowed down dramatically. The cayenne peppers are still growing quite a bit, so I'm going to pick those probably on Monday tomorrow. And might be the last or next to last time we get any peppers. But as I close this episode, I just wanted to reflect a little bit more on the race. We went to eat lunch today, and I saw a brochure for a 5K coming up 2 weeks from this weekend that we're now in. That would be the first weekend of October. And for a split second, I was almost tempted to go ahead and register and run another 5K. That would be like 2 weeks before the half, something like that. But then I began to think about, I don't really need to do that. The reason being, I need to stick to my plan, and it's that way with every race that you're trying to gear toward. I know David in the UK, when he and I first started corresponding, he was going to do a couple of halves this fall, and I think he's decided to narrow that down to one, or at least one that he keys for, and that's the way that I'm feeling. I want to key for that race, even though I have no idea, because I've never run a half. I don't know what to base that against. It's the most beautiful cardinal in the cherry tree here and on our feeders on the side yard. But anyway, I think it's necessary to gear towards a specified race, but I'm beginning to realize that some of the speed work and things like that in small amounts can be incorporated almost year-round. But you want to build up to a certain race, and so I'm not going to race again until the half. I did check the calculator online, and it said that I should be able to run it in an hour and 42 minutes and 30 seconds. Well, I still think my goal is going to be 145, and that would be an exceptional race, I believe. But based on how I felt yesterday, I believe I'm capable of doing that. So as I reflect on it, it makes me realize that, you know, I won't be as fast as I was years ago, but I'm beginning to realize it with the proper training. If I really got serious about a particular race geared toward it and ran the speed work and the distance and all like I've been trying to do now, that I can run any of the distances that I'm presently racing, 5 and 10Ks especially. I believe I can go significantly faster. I don't know how fast that would be, but I'm starting to think that, you know, even the days of old when I used to be significantly faster, maybe some of that can come back. I don't know. And I say that not to say what I can do, but to encourage you. I don't know if you're incorporating any of the speed work or distance, the longer runs into your training regime, or if you're trying to gear toward a race, but find a good, something works for you and really zero in on that and see what kind of results you get. I think you'll be surprised. I am so far, and I'm not even to my goal race yet. Our dog Bailey in the neighborhood is barking at some neighbors now, as you can hear. But I did want to just encourage you to do that, to stick to your plan, whatever it is. If you have a fall half or a fall 10K, whatever, stick to your plan. Don't overdo it, but be consistent in what you're doing. And I believe the race will come to you and those times will come as well. I'm beginning to realize that age is not really a factor. It's our frame of mind and our discipline, our ability to discipline ourselves to do what's required. So just want to encourage you to do that. That's what I'm going to be doing. And that being said, I want to encourage you also to send me your race pictures, race results, email those to me. We will be glad to post those online for others to see and read and see how you're doing. David has got a half marathon coming up, I know, and right now I'm not sure exactly when that is. David, let me know when that's run. Send me a report, and we'll be sure and post that. I did want to give you an update real quick on the race today, excuse me, yesterday. I ended up coming in fifth in my age group out of 19 people, 46 to 50, I think was the age group. I came in fifth out of 19 in my age group. I came in 42nd out of 312 who finished the race. More were registered, but 312 finished, and I came in 42nd. So I am very, very pleased with that. That's the top 20%. And I definitely ran the second half much faster than the first. Matter of fact, I covered probably the second to the third mile in under a 7-minute pace, which is really, really moving for me. But the official time was 22:17, and that is a 7:11 pace, 22:17. I had said 15, I believe, but that's where we are. So that's the race report for the Warren Reese 5K. They raised $26,000+, all things considered, including registrations, and I'm sure a lot of that was donations aside from that, but they raised $26,000 to go toward helping people who are not really able at this point, perhaps, to get out and run a race or even walk a race, but they're going to work on. Some of those people will be participating, and they did yesterday. I don't know if they ran, but I know some of them did walk who have been through the program. So again, I appreciate you listening more than I can really express. I want to encourage you to send me your information, email me, let me hear from you, continue to get different emails from people. Go to iTunes if you would, give me some stars, a review there. If you like the program, I would appreciate that so very much. And we just want to hear from you. Send me an MP3 or a WAV file, that would be acceptable as well. And we will be more than pleased to play that on an upcoming episode. So, signing off from here, the next race we have is about a month away, October 17th, Saturday, the Cannonball Half Marathon in Greensboro, North Carolina. They also have a 5K, which I ran 2 years ago. It will be my first half marathon. Again, I'm hoping to break 1 hour 45 minutes, and based on yesterday's race, I should be able to do that if I have a great race and the weather is friendly. And, of course, October
middle of October around here. The weather is very, very nice. Great for racing. So let me hear from you. I'm glad that you joined me this week. Glad to have Austin around. It's good to reconnect with him as well since he's in the area. And it's good to know you are listening. And again, I do this because of you, and I want to hear from you. And I honestly, sincerely appreciate the comments I'm getting, and I hope your training's going well. I hope your fall race or races, your training for that's going well. I want to inspire, motivate, and encourage you if I can. And I am just an example that, hey, you know what? You can do this. Whatever your goals are, whether it's in running or in life, you can do those goals. You can accomplish those goals if you will be disciplined and give yourself the time in order to do it. Time is necessary, but be disciplined. That's a good, I think, word for life, goals in life, and it's an especially good word for running. If you're not where you want to be, you keep hanging in there. I've never run a marathon, but Lord willing, I'm going to do one in May. Well, I'm going to give myself plenty of time to get ready, and I've given myself 13 months to get to the point to even seriously think about that. And you do the same. You can accomplish your running goals no matter what they are if you give yourself time and if you'll discipline yourself to do it. I can attest to that, as thousands and thousands of others can too. So don't judge yourself against anyone else. Judge yourself against yourself. And if you improve each day or each week over what you did last week, and you know you're working your plan, I'm telling you, good things are going to come in life, but especially in your running program. So if you have any questions for me, I'd love to respond back to any questions you may have about training questions, training issues as well. But mainly, let me hear from you. All right, we're going to get out of here, and we will talk to you in 7 or 8 days. It's been great having you with me. Thanks for sharing some of the road with me. I hope your training's going well, and we will talk to you soon. Bye-bye. You have been listening to the 20 Minute Runner podcast. Check out my blog at the20minuterunner.blogspot.com. You can find information about the music used and items mentioned in this episode in the show notes at the blog. All music used in the 20 Minute Runner podcast is protected under a Creative Commons license. Some of the music provided is from Mevio's Music Alley. Check it out at music.mevio.com. The opening and closing tracks are from Jamendo.com. At the blog, you can subscribe to the podcast with iTunes or your favorite podcatcher or feed reader. Leave a comment or send me an email. Simply click the Email Me button. Please feel free to send an MP3 or WAV file as an attachment. We may play your audio clip on an upcoming episode. I also want to encourage you to send a photo and race report from your most recent race to share with other listeners. You can find more information at the blog. I want to hear from you and know your thoughts about the program. I've really enjoyed sharing with you this week and look forward to running with you next time, and trust that your training is going well. Thanks for sharing some of the road with me. My name is Roland, and I am the 20 Minute Runner.